USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence announcing the U.S. and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria.
Also, Turkey and the United States agree on the priority of respecting vulnerable human life, human rights, and particularly the protection of religious and ethnic communities in the region.
The Trump administration is going to host next year's G7 meetings at President Trump's Doral Resort in Miami. Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney walks us through the process in choosing the location.
We sat around one night, we were back in the dining room, and I'm going over it with a couple of our Vance team. We had the list, and he goes, "What about Doral?" And I was like, That's not the craziest idea. It makes perfect sense. We're all familiar with it, so it's not like he said, "Oh, but this is what Doral is, and I have to explain it." He said, "No, what about Doral?" Like, you know what? That's not the craziest idea we ever heard. We sit down and went, go look at it.
This is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranty.
The ratings for the latest Democratic presidential debate on CNN were down from the network's first debate in July. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Tuesday night's CNN New York Times-sponsored Democratic debate from Ohio drew an average of 8.3 million TV viewers between 8 and 11 p.m. Eastern Time. That's according to Nielsen data. Again, 8.3 million, that's down from CNN's first two-night debate in July, when the network brought in 9.2 million viewers on night one and 11.3 million viewers on night two.
Uber is adding a security feature as the ride-sharing company continues to face safety concerns. The text-to-911 system will give riders and drivers a new way to call for help. The pilot program is being rolled out on Thursday in Los Angeles, Minnesota. The new feature will allow customers to contact law enforcement with a text message that has location, destination, and vehicle information. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Members of Congress are mourning the death of Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died this morning following long-standing health complications. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi shares her thoughts on Cummings.
He was in the Congress. Elijah was considered a North Star. He was a leader of towering character and integrity.
Giving every American adult between $1 and $5,000 may sound like a gimmick or too good to be true, but according to Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang, it's a deeply American idea dating back centuries. Yang and other presidential candidates have floated the idea but have given very few specifics on how this would be paid for. Former Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe joins Fox News and says we're going down quite a slippery slope when we start handing out free money.
You can't ignore the human condition. Right. We're fundamentally lazy people. Mm-hmm. We have to be taught, I think, to not be lazy. You know, if you give me a choice, and I don't see myself as lazy, but if you give me a choice of the easy way or the hard way, right. I can't help it. I'm going to default to the easy way.
Wait, free money?
Free money.
I want it.
So, look, my biggest concern with that kind of arguing is exactly what we discussed yesterday and just now. Once you say, okay, free money, the next question has to be, why not more? And that's the beef with the $5,000 surge in the middle class right now. How do you argue against that? You simply say it's not big enough.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.